Hey, what's up? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
Kaylin.
Woo! I don't remember. Did we skip last week? I think, no, we were on last week, weren't we?
Yeah, we were on.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, because you brought those great beers from by the Frio River. Whatever. Great.
Pecan Street out of Johnson City.
Pecan Street. Thank you. Yes.
Who have been around for 8 years. Go figure.
And now we have tried their beers after 8 years, and I didn't give them the greatest reviews, but it was all right. It's good. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, they have a large German influence, and most of the beers that we generally enjoy aren't German-influenced beers.
No, it's got to be super hoppy and can't taste anything but hops. That's what I enjoy.
Which is what we have today.
Woo! Yeah, Division Brewing from Arlington, Texas. Perhaps you guys have heard of them. Or if you're not from around here and you listen to the show, you've still heard of them because we talk about them a lot. They're the IPA Sour Kings of whatever this region is. Them and, I don't know, Peticola's does some pretty good IPAs, but definitely Division, Peticola's, and Brutal's getting there too. They do some great IPAs. It's all juicy, juicy juice though. If you like juicy juice, which I do, then go for it. Have you gone to the Juicy Juice yet, Rody? Is that where you're at, or where are you at these days with IPAs?
No, it doesn't really matter. As long as I feel like it's as long as it's over like 6.5%, I'm good.
Yeah, and that's a good standard to live by, in my opinion.
And it's not malty.
Yep. One of Caitlin's family members was asking me what kind of beer I like, and I was like, IPA, what do you like? And he's like, anything but that.
And then it was like, man. I like light lagers.
Exactly.
Go away.
It's like, aw. Gotta have hops, man.
He liked the two beers I gave him.
We have nothing in common.
Neither one of those were IPAs.
It was also a Mexican lager and a Czech lager.
No, they were the Golden Stout and a Tim Trist.
Yep.
Peanut Butter Stout? Uh-huh. What?
Yeah, I gave him one of the Martin House cans because I believe that's one of the best. Like, when you look at a whole overall profile of a beer, that is exactly what it says it is. It tastes great. It's like, this is a good beer. So was that Temptress Double Dark Chocolate.
Yeah, he liked both of them.
Should not have given, but I was like, it's like, you know what? This is a special beer for a special person. But I'm really wish I would have held on to that bad boy. I have one left or two. I found out, though, that I have a Sin Mint from 2017 in that refrigerator right now, Rody.
Really?
Yep. I was like, ooh, next party we have.
Huh. Okay.
It's going down hardcore. Sin Mint is the temptress that they did with mint and temptress from Lakewood, which is a milk stout with, it was really heavy on the mint though. Oof. I felt like you would either get like a mint bomb or you would get a pretty good balanced beer.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it was a mint bomb, but it was good in 2 to 3 ounce pours as opposed to 12.
Yeah. I feel like it wasn't a 32 ounce beer that you wanted.
Hell no. I could barely do a 12 ounce of it, and it was good. Like, I loved it, but I was like, but there was nothing like eating dinner or whatever and then getting like a little, you know.
Yeah, it was more of a dessert beer.
Hell yeah. 4 ounce of that, I would be so happy. What are you pouring this afternoon?
We got a little Frankenvision. It's a 12% IPA from Division.
Oh, yeah. Which I think I got that one as well, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. I don't want to drink your golden beer.
Right. They've had different iterations. They'd have, they had Frankenfroth. They had, what was it? The Frankenvon Froth?
Yeah.
I'm probably saying that wrong. And now they have Frankenvision.
Frankenvision. And I guess it's the same base beer with different hops, right? I think is what it is.
Yeah. It smells really good, though.
Everything they touch.
And they're, I really like their new artwork. I wonder if Tammy's also made all of these new labels.
Ooh, good call. You're going to have to ask them for sure. I didn't even think about that. You know what else? Chris is still up there, right? I haven't seen anything about Chris up there.
Oh, yeah. He still posts a bunch of stuff.
I love that guy.
Yeah, most of the same guys are still there. Plus, Austin is still working there now. You know, David Gill's working there now. Mark's still there. Brian's still there.
And that says a lot about Division as a company and as a brewery. It's crazy.
Right.
Like the loyalty that they get. No one leaves. The fan base that they've built, like when you mention Division, everybody knows it, which is really cool too. When I would go to another brewery and be like, oh, I love Division. They're like, oh my God. I love it. Never hear any bad stuff about them.
Nope.
It's the best. Apparently there's some brewery out there with, what brewery is this? Floyd Division 2? What is it?
Oh, that's Three Floyds.
Oh, Three Floyds. Okay, yeah, they did a bunch of Division.
Which is also a really good brewery.
They did a bunch of Division beers. But yeah, Division's released 170 beers, pretty much 3.8 on their rating.
That's all?
24,000 ratings.
Dang, I thought they put out more beers than that.
They did, because they did that celebration of 200 beers. They just probably haven't let everybody check into them or whatever. Whatever. Who cares? The last few check-ins, 4.1. Nothing. Ooh, there's a 5.5. 4.4. Dang. 5. David Gill. That a boy.
I am a fan of their new canner, though. It definitely seems to hold in the carbonation a lot better than the old version they had.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I didn't know they got a new... Oh, that's right, they did. Because I remember they advertised it and they showed it. And they got that new labeler, too, which is pretty cool.
Mm, that is nice.
But you're right, it's Frankenvision. And it, right now has 34 check-ins and it's 4.6 on Untappd. Woo! I like the logo, the label, like you said. I'd like to know if Tammy did that. We'll have to ask them. One day they'll come on the podcast. They were supposed to come the week before the shutdown. March.
So, looking at that label, I just noticed that the eyebrows on the top are an extra set of eyes.
Correct.
That's trippy.
Trippy?
Yeah.
Well, don't get tripped. I don't. Yeah, that was terrible. Not sure where I was going with that. But yeah, I'm definitely going to give this a 5-star rating.
Yep, it's really, really good.
Yeah, I love it. So what everybody do for the 4th? Anybody do anything cool?
we shot off fireworks for the first time with Finley.
How'd that go?
Went good. She didn't like anything that sparkled.
Aw.
She only liked things that went boom.
Yeah.
We had a small pack of the little poppers.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely loved those.
That's so funny.
Like the first time she was like, give me.
We didn't even keep him up or anything.
No.
And we didn't even think about it until like 9 o'clock that night when everybody started setting stuff off. And I was like, or Jason said, we should have kept him up.
This place, this neighborhood turned into a 4th of July.
Holy crap. I'll we just, everywhere around our house, it, the sky was like lit up.
It was very sad. I was like, man, we should have kept him up.
I mean, even on Kaufman and Scurry, 2 a.m., they were still shooting off fireworks.
Oh, yeah. The night before, the night of, and the night after until 1 a.m. or later.
And
then
today.
Obviously today, too. It's like what the heck, people?
I don't feel so broke now since you guys are doing this.
I know. I was so mad.
It's like, hey, I need a stimulus check. Why? Spend it all on fireworks.
Right.
I got $1,600 worth of fireworks, and I'm going to shoot this off for the next month.
Connor surprisingly slept through all of it. Like, it didn't...
Yeah.
Didn't bother him. Jason slept through all of it as well. I did not.
That's your fault.
Neither did Daisy.
I've trained myself how to sleep.
I'll bet Daisy had a time.
She cried and shook to death.
So did our dog.
Just panted right next to my face on the floor. Like,
thought she was going to die. Felt poor, terrible.
Poor dogs.
I honestly, that thought crossed my mind. Like, is she going to have a heart attack? She's too old for this. Like,
yeah, and I was like, don't poop on my floor, please.
Yeah.
Do they have doggy earplugs?
Yeah.
They need them. I did see at one point there's like a little, there's a way you can wrap your dog that like tightens and helps them with that anxiety and everything. But I'm like, Daisy, can I give you a pill or something to calm you down?
You can. It's a Dramamine. Oh. Right. Give her a half of a bar of Xanax.
Or some extra Benadryl. And then they just fall asleep.
Yeah. She,
I didn't even think about that.
Definitely wasn't ready for all that business. Well, she takes Benadryl every night.
I know. We should have just given her some extra. Do I? Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Take it.
Like 2 pills.
Your local?
Yeah. For my dog.
Oh, yeah. I'll get it afterwards.
Evidently, he has an allergy with grass.
Ours, she's allergic to life itself, apparently, because it's been just this long road of trying to figure out, I don't know. She's on four medicines, and they want to put her on a like a $90 bag of food that will last her a 1 month.
Yeah.
Daisy's
like the first old dog I've ever owned,
mm-hmm.
and I've learned that
they get so expensive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Time to get a new one.
It's like, no.
Let's go to a brewery.
I was, because we wouldn't want to get a dog for Connor. He loves dogs.
Yes, he does.
I would like to get like a smaller one for him so that it's not.
Like a Mastiff.
You know, yeah, like, you know, that size. No, but I was looking at those French Bulldogs, the Frenchies, because mm-hmm. they're so cute. They're like $800 to $900.
So,
what the heck?
I'll tell you what. Don't go full blood.
Oh,
they,
that's smart.
They have rescue sites for individual breeds, and they will post when those show up at certain animal shelters, and then you can go adopt them at
an
animal shelter.
That's a good idea. Because I was like, well, that's never happening. I'm not paying $800 for a dog. Sorry. Like, not going to happen. But they're so cute.
Just force Rhodey to breed and take his puppies.
What?
Rhodey?
Yeah.
You?
No.
What Rhodey?
Jason's dog Rhodey, right?
Brody.
Brody's dog.
Okay, I was like, I'm so confused right now.
it's like, wait, what happened?
Yeah,
theirs
got
pretty big though.
Yeah.
He was cute. He's still cute.
Man, but on this Connor dog thing, I found out something weird. This game that I played, Days Gone, it's a survival game with zombies and stuff. And there's dogs on there that make dog noises, and Connor recognizes the noises, and he was watching me, and I stabbed one of the dogs, and Connor goes, "Oh,
yeah."
I was like, what the heck just happened?
He's
like, great.
Here lately, he's just becoming so much more
aware of everything,
yeah. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
It's like, well, no more rated R movies.
I had some road rage this weekend, and I was like, oh, whoops.
Yeah, family starts repeating words.
Yeah. He's like, not there yet, and I'm like, oh, God, he's going to say the F word.
It's like, yeah, we were having to cover his eyes while I was playing the game. I was like, eh. After he recognized that, there was a part in the game where it's like, the dogs are coming, so Caitlin just covered his eyes. It was pretty sad.
But I just have to not play with him.
These dogs are wolves,
when he's
okay?
awake they're or not just, around.
They're not just house dogs. They're wolves and stuff. But then you go rescue a puppy, and we let Connor watch that whole part, and he was like so happy. He was like dancing. You have to go rescue the puppy, and you take it to your friend, and the friend plays with the puppy. It's pretty cool. And you give him a treat. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's still crazy that he recognized it, and I was like, man.
He loves dogs.
We're getting to that point in life. Where he's going to recognize everything.
Yeah. Yep.
No. Well, just found out that Uber bought Postmates.
What is Postmates?
$2.65 billion.
What?
Wow. Man, I'll never understand business. I don't really care. I'll never, like, Quicken Loans is going public. Better hurry, buy yourself a stock of Quicken Loans. Whatever. Whatever, don't care. Mercedes' new touchscreen controls eliminate 27 physical buttons. How exciting is that? You guys excited about that?
I'm there.
If I drove a Mercedes, yeah.
I can't wait for the insane maintenance bills that come with that.
Right.
I forgot there was a Google Home convention thing today. I haven't even looked at the notes on it yet. Of course, everybody knows the news out there and everything that's going on is still coronavirus, but Walmart's going to do an Amazon Prime type thing now. So you can pay a yearly thing. It's like $120 and you get same day delivery on your groceries.
Mm.
And then you get 2 day shipping. And there was something else on there. They're going to be a discount on Walmart fuel too. All this rolled into that
nice
price to be part of the Walmart club.
That's smart. Cause the people that are doing this are hoping they never have to get out. So they're giving them the option of having Walmart fuel that they'll right. never use.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
You said that they'll deliver them, right?
Same day. Yep.
We did that once or twice after we had Connor. Had Kroger deliver them, I think.
How'd that go?
It was fine. The best thing ever. Super lazy, but
did
it
they
was
fulfill
awesome.
Your whole order?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. He just brought it up and
was weird. Yeah, they have like these big carts that they put it in. Like, so she had like two bags that had all of our bags inside of them.
Yeah, like cooler bags or whatever. And
yeah, almost
she
like
pizza came up and I felt bad because we, you know, she had to come up the stairs to the apartment and then. But yeah, it was amazing. I would definitely have that done every week. To not have to go to the grocery store ever again would be the best thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that ever happened to me.
And Walmart normally Walmart normally charges a $5 delivery fee, roughly.
Uh huh.
So if you paid $100 and you got groceries delivered once a week, five times 52? You're making money.
Yeah.
Quite easily, saving some money. And then, what I've always said this, and I know I've told you this, Rhodey, that I've said it out loud a bajillion times, that I pay myself $25 an hour. So if I can save, if I can spend $10 and save myself 2 hours, then I am saving $40.
Right.
So I'm like, hell yeah, boom. I don't have to go to the grocery store and buy sweets and stuff.
Yeah, that's one thing that's good about like grocery pickup or delivery or whatever. I don't buy all the random crap that I just see and I'm like, ooh, that sounds good.
So how'd that ever tell when you put in the smart lights?
What do you mean?
You're $25 an hour.
Oh, yeah, I got screwed on the switches, that's for damn sure. The lights were easy, it was the switches, and the doorbell camera would have been easy as hell if I hadn't screwed up the switch, so the doorbell camera wasn't a problem, none of that was a problem, it was just the light switches and the stuff, I don't even know what went wrong.
I will say, if you don't have a doorbell camera, you should get one, because it's the best thing
except
ever.
Except for when it goes off every 30 seconds.
I like that. And also, when I was like an hour and a half away the other day, it said, it made the doorbell noise and said, someone's at your front door, or someone rang the doorbell. And I was like, whoa.
Plus, it's completely impossible to cheat when you have one of these things. It's
like, you could go out the back door or the garage door.
There's a camera in the kitchen. I'm like, there's no way to cheat here.
Yeah, literally.
It's like, god dang it, man.
Although the camera in the kitchen, you know, when it comes on, it makes that click noise.
Yeah, but still, I was like, I don't know what I was doing. I was like, man, there's just no way for Caitlin not to know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
right now.
Sorry about your bad luck.
Can't hide from you. It's like, what are you doing? Aren't you watching me? I'm playing my video game. Have a good day.
Every time that it said someone's out here, or your camera detected somebody or something.
It was me with a can of wasp spray.
Yeah, I watched every time.
Did you?
I was like, ooh, who's outside?
You're supposed to be driving.
You mean, ooh, who's screaming outside?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, we have random wasps at our front door. It's weird. There's no nest. I can't find it.
You mean the murder hornets?
No, I did see one of those. I know you're probably thinking.
I know what you saw because it chased me the other day and I Googled it. And
the ground hornet?
It's a cicada killer is what they call it.
Yeah, the ground hornet.
Yeah, those things are like huge.
Yeah, by the way, our fenced-in porch is a magnet for those things.
Oh.
Like they'll find their way in and then they can't get out because of the mesh. And so they're trying to get out the entire time and then they end up dying.
Yeah, the Ring doorbell caught me. I went to take something out and came back and there was one like hovering above the ground or something. It started flying towards me. So I like ran to the door and he had, I don't know, I think he had locked me out on like joking or something. Cause I just have to put the code back in or whatever.
I see you're panicking.
And then I'm like,
you're locked out.
Opening the door and it's going too slow. And then it wasn't even behind me, but you know, they're creepy. They're huge.
They are large.
Yep. Well, I took that one out. That's what I was spraying wasps all day.
Like, they're like yellow jackets or something right here.
I found two nests.
Yeah.
But I took those out, but I don't care. I hate the dang things. Like, I'm fine with if they don't want to be around the front door where people walk in, I'm fine with it. But you dudes want to camp out of my front door,
The nice thing about them is they're not overly aggressive.
Yeah.
And then they're gone within a certain time period.
True.
They do dig holes in the ground, which is super weird.
Well, I think there's a gap in between our over here, and I think they might be in the attic, so I'm not too excited about that. Yep. I went up in the attic to try to find them, and I couldn't get... I'm still too afraid to try to walk on the beams and all that business. I was like, yep, I'm not walking over there. I'm going to step through my ceiling.
Ooh, what if they just, like, come out through something? I wish you hadn't told me that.
They can't get in the house, but they can get in the attic and out of the attic. I'll show you where. I mean, there's a gap. It's called a builder's gap is what it's called.
Uh-huh.
and they leave it there for the air to go through. They're supposed to put wire mesh on there, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll see. There's a gap. Like, you can stick your hand in our attic from outside. It's not cool. Not cool, bro.
Yeah, you need to put a thing in there that'll get squirrels and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Squirrels and birds. I was like,
mice, ew.
Mice don't usually get up on the roof, but yes. I was like, man, I got to get all that done. And I don't know how to get over there, so might have to hire somebody.
Where is it at?
It's right in the front door.
Oh.
It's where that second over thing is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like almost like half an inch. I was like, man.
Get up on the roof.
Not too stoked about that, but whatever. I was like, I could get up. I'm just too afraid to walk on the, because I don't know how to walk on the beams in the attic and fall through. I know I would step right through the roof.
You'll be
fine.
You
just have to stay on the beam, right?
Yeah, just stay on the beams.
You can't see it because it's like covered in that white insulation.
Oh, yeah, I can see mine clearly.
Maybe we need to go up there and put a bunch of insulation up there for you.
Even though, like, it'll start creaking, I'm like, please don't fall through. Please don't fall through.
Don't do it.
Or if you're really nervous about it, just get a couple of, 4x8s and then throw them up there, and then you can crawl across it.
That's true. Looks like a, whatever that is, plywood.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just plywood that mother.
That'll do it. Like I said, I'm just too, like, where it's at, and when you get up in the attic and where it's at, it's quite a ways away, and I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah, the nice thing about the attic, though, is that most things don't want to live in the attic, so you're not really worried about spiders and bugs for the most part.
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, there's nothing up there.
Well, we do have geckos, but...
I mean, those are harmless.
They're cool.
They're freaky when they move, though.
Yeah. I took Connor's high chair apart the other day and turned it upside down, and there was a huge spider living inside his high chair.
It was not huge.
Okay, it was like the size of a dime. That's huge.
Oh, no.
So then I'm driving, and their same dang spider was in my car.
Who's stalking you?
I was in the drive-thru when I saw it, and I got out of my car in the drive-thru.
I had to pull over a work van once because of a spider.
Oh, it was so big and so gross.
Was it another dime-sized spider? Because it's not that big.
It was gray and white, and it looked like one of those jumping spiders, and it was crawling on the door frame because my window was down, so I got out of my car in the drive-thru and killed it.
You killed it?
Yes.
Oh, man.
What else am I going to do? Just let it hang out in my car? It had already been in my car for an hour and a half with me.
Just shoot it.
Crawling all over.
Thanks, Rhodey. Just put it outside.
No, because that's how it got in my car.
That's terrible.
There's only like two spiders you need to be worried of.
Brown recluse.
And Black Widow.
Yeah.
It was not either of those. Then, but also.
Everything else, shoo it away.
Makes you a murderer.
Nope. I don't care. I'll be a murderer.
Unless,
of spiders.
Unless you get a crate of bananas from some other country.
I know. Okay, so that news story, every time I get bananas, I'm like, oh my God, my house is going to get infested with these spiders. 5 years later, I'm still thinking about
it. Those things are scary.
Okay, well, we'll stay in our bedroom, and then the coconut spider can stay in the kitchen, and it can just have it.
Burn the house down. Side note, don't ever put bananas in the fridge. They go bad real fast.
Yeah.
How does this work? Country band Lady A, previously Lady Antebellum, files lawsuit against blues singer with the same name.
Ooh.
Lady A.
God.
But he had it first.
Take that.
Yeah, it's like, we got more money. We're going to sue you. See who wins.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, we're suing you because we want your name.
Yep. Lady A is a stupid name. Lady Antebellum should have came up with something else.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll never
what
be.
I don't understand why they changed that. What is the significance of it, Lady Antebellum? It
deals with the Civil War, and it has roots in racism. And,
interesting.
Yeah. So.
The Dixie Chicks changed their name too.
Yes, they did.
The D Chicks?
No, just the Chicks.
The Chicks, yeah.
Stupid. Such a stupid name to change it to. Also, like, I didn't even realize they were still together, to be honest.
Well, we played a new song not too long ago.
Oh, Super Chicks. I've heard that's good.
That's awesome when you Google the Chicks. That's what pops up.
Is that a chicken place?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is amazing. The Dick. Yep, just the Chicks. Pop group. Take that. That's so weird. I wonder if there was a thing on eBay to buy their album covers, you know, with the old name on it.
I think I have. I used to have that fly one.
Because all that Disney, it's this, what was that water raft ride? What was that thing called? Splash Mountain or whatever?
Oh, because they had the Small World or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, all the merchandise was on eBay for like a lot of money. So,
nice.
So stupid.
Somebody I,
yeah,
and friends with said that they bought a ornament of it like right before it switched over or whatever, and the ornament is already worth like hundreds of dollars.
Yep.
Ridiculously crazy.
So dumb. It's like, oh, I gotta get
that
this.
People would pay that much for things like
for,
that.
Yeah, for yeah. something stupid. Like, well, all the Confederate flags right now, they're super expensive. Like, you go buy one on eBay. Look, can't get it anymore. They're gonna stop making them. Gotta really? Go pay $1,000 for a Confederate flag. Like, sure.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know they still made them, period.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't keep up with none of that.
Wait, you don't? Aren't they have several?
No.
The South will rise again. That's what they say, right? It's like, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't even like, I don't even think it's that cool, the design of it or anything. I was like, yeah.
How dare you?
I know. I was like, y'all could have done better. This is not a cool flag. It's just like the other flag, but it's an X. It's like, you guys put a lot of thought into this, didn't you? It's the same colors and everything. Ours better than yours. What an interesting time that would have been.
Yeah.
Is there any movies about the Civil War? I'm trying to think. Like, for some reason, my mind went to Dance of the Wolves, and I was like, no, that's the American Indian War.
Yeah.
Was there? Because then I went to the Patriot.
Yeah, Captain America was there, and Falcon was there. And...
No, the Patriot was the American Revolution. But I'm like, for real, I don't think they're...
Oh, no, there's a bunch of them.
Like, yeah, I'm sure there
like
are.
Like mainstream graphic, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Emotional movies like Black Hawk Down.
Just like Black Hawk Down.
That movie is so intense. Like, the movie starts out with gunfire, and the gunfire doesn't stop till the end of it. Yeah, Civil War.
Little
movie.
Women, Free State of Jones, The Hateful Eight.
I'm looking at The Hateful Eight's about the Civil War? No.
Lincoln,
I guess.
Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Oh, perfect. I have not gotten a chance to watch that. I heard it's amazing.
So I think this is just listing the Vampire Hunter one.
None of these. Blood Diamond.
I think it's listing like Civil Wars in the movies. It's not like the American Civil War. Because so Blood Diamond doesn't have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there really isn't one on here. Gods and Generals. I think that is one. 4 hours and 40 minutes. I know what we're doing tonight after this. It's an abduct.
Matthew McConaughey. Is in Free State of Jones.
Gods and Generals. 4 hours.
Ride with the Devil.
Cold
Birth
Mountain.
Of a Nation.
Didn't Ride with the Devil.
Cold Mountain.
Is that Tobey Maguire?
Gettysburg.
Your favorite person is in Cold Mountain.
The Outlaw Josie Wales, which has...
Ride with the Devil is Tobey Maguire. You know what
Clint
I want
Eastwood?
To watch? And Ride with the Devil.
Oh, The Red Badge of Courage.
Is
That's
that,
a book.
Is that a Civil War movie?
It is.
Maybe I'll watch that.
The Civil War. Glory. Lincoln.
I remember Jeff.
Gone with the Wind, which is not allowed anywhere now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not talking. Yeah, I don't want to. Not controversial. I'm just like, Glory was the Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my. Yeah, it was. Ooh, Glory, dude. That tore my heart into pieces.
Horse Soldiers?
I've never seen any of those
I had to
movies.
Try not to cry during this movie. Oh, my God.
How the West Was Won?
54th. Yep, Glory. That's
Gangs
all.
Gangs of New York?
I got it now. Glory's the best one. Hands down. Done. We're good. Gangs of New York was Civil War. Oh, yeah, that thing was... No, that was American Revolution.
Good, the Good, the Bad, the Ugly?
Gettysburg. There's a movie called Gettysburg. Who's in that thing? I don't know any of these people.
Wasn't good. Hate it.
I know, like, I don't know. I just, that whole, the whole idea, like, fighting your own brother over stuff is just nuts. It's crazy. I'm glad I don't have to deal with it. I'm glad I didn't have to deal with it. But, and it's a popular topic right now, and it's a disgusting, all of it's so, ugh. But animals who try to sound bigger are good at learning sounds. Are you happy with that, Rhodey?
So elephants are the best?
Animals who try to sound bigger are good at learning sounds. So, and there's a picture of a rat, so I'm not trying to...
But do they make a bigger sound?
I don't know. But it doesn't say it. It says if they try to make a bigger sound, then they're better at learning sounds. It's a terrible headline. I shouldn't have just read the headline. But I'm not going to read any more of it because I don't care. Is that bad?
Meh.
Scientists may have found the moon's missing metal. You excited about that? This all sucks.
Wait, kind of. What?
I didn't know the moon had missing
metal. I know. I was like, the moon has metal, period? What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's that even mean?
I don't know. And of course, entertainment, which is one of our favorite things. We're still plowing through the Big Bang Theory. We're like in season 9, the end of season 9.
Yeah, I think that I'm behind from where you are.
How many seasons total? 13?
12.
12, okay.
Yeah.
It's really bad. That
I will say Sheldon Cooper is still my favorite.
I think we've gotten to the second season of New Girl now.
Nice. It's
still pretty good.
I wish we watched TV like y'all watch TV.
Me too.
This was where she finds that one guy and she doesn't know how to juggle men. Where she's doing the one night stand thing.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, yes. Nick is your fluffer.
That's so funny. So funny. When she takes home the dude from True Blood.
Yes.
Jason from True Blood.
Yes.
And then he's
super weird.
And he's living with his girlfriend still.
And then somehow she got them back together.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so uncomfortable. But she's just like, whatever, let's make out with him right there. Or with her right there. Let's just make out. I'm doing this. She's like, I'm doing this. Did you spill, Rhodey?
I can't win.
No, it just kind of exploded.
Don't worry. I know where the towels are.
That's what she said. It kind of exploded. No, do I not need to explain that joke?
Meh.
So with this kind of label, Division needs to do some hologram stuff. Remember when you get like a hologram slammer from Pogs?
Yeah. It's kind of creepy if you actually look at it.
I feel bad. Yeah, this. Which one is this? Dr.
I'm going to butcher this, but Pipes?
Dr. Feelgood? I know what you call him, Dr. Feelgood. Okay. Well, this is a news story about entertainment, which is what we're talking about. The Wonder Years reboot featuring a black family is a go at ABC.
Okay. I mean, I'll try it.
Yeah, of course. It's just weird to...
Why don't you just make a new thing?
The Wonder Year, I didn't love that show. I probably just made everybody hate me.
I wonder what the title is going to be.
How do you feel? Wouldn't it be? I'm game for that for sure. I watch every show at least 3
episodes. Does it give a cast for that?
No, maybe. Hold on. It's from the Hollywood Reporter, so we could have... Oh, there's two guys there. No.
Hate it already.
Magazine. Lee Daniels will be the the Big Bang Theory writer. Fred Savage attached.
What does he know about black people?
Sources say Daniels, Villas, Patterson, and Savage brought the idea directly to ABC. I wonder if it'll be told in that same narrative, like...
I'd be fine with that.
The way they did it, you know? It's kind of weird. It was like an old... Well, I guess How I Met Your Mother was like that, too, with the narrative.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm excited. I don't know. Like, a lot of stuff gets greenlit and then doesn't make it to pilot, and I get real sad. Like, you get all excited for it, and what I hate about watching TV shows, especially the first season, is right at the end, and when you look it up, and the ratings are bad, and then you don't know if you're getting a season 2.
And you're probably not.
Get really pissed off. Cause
that's why I just started Insecure, because it's 4 seasons in.
And that's the best way to do it, as sad as it is.
It's like the only way to do it.
Because like I want to watch... So Schmidt from The New Girl is on a show with Anthony Anderson, I believe, called Neighbors or something?
No, that's Cedric the Entertainer.
Thank you. And I want to watch that show, but I've been... Every year, it's been like close to being canceled. I'm like... So I'm just like, I don't want to jump on it and it get canceled. So I'm trying to wait. It is Anthony Anderson. Max Greenfield.
Anthony Anderson is on Blackish.
Oh, okay. So it's called The Neighborhood. The Neighborhood. I was wrong. Not Neighbors. But I really do want to watch this show and check it out. Yeah, there he is. But I don't know. So I haven't seen anything. Like, I've watched a trailer, but that's about it. So, because I was afraid it looked like something that would make it, you know, one season and get canceled. But so did, like, The New Girl. The Office barely made it to season 2. Stuff like that.
Did it really?
Yeah. The season one is so terrible.
Well, okay. So, like, back when it came out, if I had watched it, I would have been like, oh, this is dumb.
Yeah.
But now going back to watch it, I'm like, oh, it was so great.
Oh, man. So, the second season averaged a 0.9 rating, 6.25 million viewers. It's down by 20%. Oh, man.
Which one is this?
The Neighborhood.
Oh.
I think the ratings have been strong enough to warrant a renewal. So I might get a season three. Good. I might have to watch it. I'm excited about that. Season four, like you said, though, three or four is where I'm like, all right, let's go. And then even then, though, you get screwed sometimes.
Right, because it doesn't happen the actual ending.
Oh, so mad. We watched that Jenna Fisher show. Her bounce back with the now terrible person that he is. But...
Is he a terrible person?
They made it two seasons. Stuff we will not talk about on our show.
Is this the guy from That 70s Show?
Nope. This is Kate Hudson's brother.
That's Kate Hudson's brother?
Yep.
Whoa.
I believe so. Am I going to eat my...
Oliver Hudson?
I'm eating crow. Sorry, I don't know.
Brandon Russell?
No. What is the name of that show that we watched with...
Splitting Up Together?
Yeah. It was a great show, though. We were so excited. Jumped on season one and canceled. We watched season one and two. Loved it.
What was that on?
That dude.
ABC or something.
I think I was wrong completely. Hulu. Oliver Hudson. This is not the bad dude. Nope, that's not the bad dude. I was completely wrong. Sorry, Oliver. I will send you an apology email. This guy's good. He's good.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show was actually like... decent. I mean, it was like a sitcom. It's not. I think it was on Hulu, actually.
It has Fred Armisen in it. I'm there.
Ugh, that guy with the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I hate him. He's so annoying.
Why would you hate that?
Isn't he the one that played that show where he played all of the characters?
That was Eddie Murphy.
So no,
he did too. He played a woman, like a girl. He played the brother and the sister or something in the show.
That was Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
no, I swear that guy did it too.
What was that fucking movie with Adam Sandler?
Ugh.
Yep, I was way wrong. This dude is not related.
Oh, that's that guy that's in trouble with everything.
Yep, that's what's that. He's the bad.
He just looks like he would be.
He is not related to anybody in Hollywood.
Chris D'Ella.
I'm sorry, Kate Hudson.
He's a sexual assault guy.
Sorry, it's much worse than that.
What was he in other than that show?
He was in Whitney Cummings and him did a show together.
Yeah, she like sold him up rivers like immediately.
I don't know who Whitney Cummings is. He was in You.
The show was called Whitney.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I barely remember it, but I remember it being okay. Glory Days. He was always like when you go to somebody's known for and you don't recognize anything, you're like,
they were pushing him on Netflix recently. So we'll see if that stops.
He had that whole series for himself on Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he was in a Logic video featuring Eminem, Homicide.
That's weird. Maybe he's the one that got killed.
Lip Sync Battle, Wayne and Little Evil. I don't know any of this stuff. They should, like, on IMDb, like, highlight stuff that actually made money. He was in an episode of Workaholics.
Made a profit.
Like, hey, this made money. Oh, I remember that. It's like, I don't remember anything else on here. Alone Together TV show?
She was in You.
Alone Together. That sound. Oh.
Yeah, you watched that show.
Yeah, it was a good card. That was a good show. Is it canceled? Probably.
Probably.
Season two. Yep, canceled.
Hamilton?
Hate it. Yeah, you watched Hamilton. Let's talk about your review of Hamilton, since I'm not going to watch it because it was a cultural phenomenon and I avoid those. That's completely true.
Okay, so I had no idea what I was getting into.
Is Limp Bizkit not a cultural phenomenon?
No, not at all.
No, they're still around. So I didn't realize it was a very, very highly hip-hop influenced. So it took me a couple of songs to get like into it because I had no clue what I was getting into. But overall, it was really good.
I knew Hamilton was like a play or whatever. I didn't know that. Jason said it came out in like, what, 2015? I don't remember that.
By the way, the King of England is played by one of the main characters from Mindhunter.
Ooh. That's pretty cool.
Oh.
Super weird. Never would guess he could have sang.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. 2015, I was.
But no, it was good. I definitely recommend watching it. But like, it took me a second to kind of get father without a father got a lot farther by get into it, because I didn't realize what I was about to get into. Station rained on
man, saw his future drip. That's kind of cool.
So is it like a? It's a musical with people talking and
yeah. So there's a balance between actual singing and then rapping.
Okay, I feel like that would be something Jason likes actually.
No, yeah, it's like I said, when it first released, people started fighting over tickets. It blew up in 2015. No one could stop talking about it, and that's when I was like, ugh.
I was 15, that's why I don't remember
In 2015, you were not 15. We're talking
2005
5 years
is
ago.
When I was 15.
You were 25.
Sorry. Math is not my friend sometimes.
Caitlin is 12 now.
Not even going to lie, I thought about that for a while before I said it too. yeah, no. I mean, I was 25. That's why I didn't remember it. I had other things on my mind.
Yeah, so it won 8 Drama Desk Awards at the Tony Awards. It won Outstanding Musical. It transferred to something else, and it received positive reviews. Box office was crazy. It blew up.
Huh. And then, they just released, it onto Disney Plus, a recording of it onto Disney Plus, I guess.
That's all it is. And like I said, people couldn't even go to this thing. Like, they did a traveling version was supposed to come here, and it blew up. Like, people were, but I think it was canceled because of the coronavirus, I think. I don't know if it made it here or not, but it was coming, and people were oh, my God, I got to get tickets to see this
thing. Like, it was still going on, traveling?
Yep.
Oh, that's
but
crazy.
There was different cast members.
Yeah.
And now that I'm looking at it, there's been a lot of cast member changes. I wonder, the version you saw already, I wonder, what had changed. That'd be cool to see. Notable cast replacements off-Broadway. King George III was replaced by Jonathan Groff.
That guy that's in that picture.
Yeah.
He's, I think, an actor, though, right?
He looks like Ice. Yes. Looks like Ice-T.
He does look like Ice-T.
but you know what's, super impressive about it? So I've been to, a couple of plays, but since it's on TV, it's right up close, and you realize how intense it is with the singing and the dancing.
Because,
after they're done, they're just like...
So we went and saw...
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney... Thanks. We went and saw it was a small production at the Circle Theater in downtown Fort Worth,
mm-hmm.
of Sweeney Todd. We were in the front row, and it's I don't... That theater probably held, 60 people at max. And so it was it was interesting to see because we were very up close and... to the whole thing. I don't know if any of y'all have been to Circle Theater or not. It was definitely a B production. It was not great. And it was not they made their own costumes from things they had at home kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
but it was still, they put a lot of heart into it. And it was interesting to see how, much work it is to do. That's a thought that never crossed my mind.
That was a different thing, because I've seen a play where they actually had set pieces and did all the design and stuff, and it was, awesome.
Yeah, they, the knife he cuts with was, his shears or whatever was, a kitchen knife or something. It was not.
But that's what it was supposed to be. That's what that Circle Theater is supposed to be. It was more like one-act play, Rhodey. You can't change anything. You got to go as fast as you can.
Yeah, it was good.
They didn't have time for any changes, but, I saw a play, and I'll have to Google it. I can't remember, but it was about a... person on a train, and they actually had a train, and people were moving. It looked like it was moving, and they were all talking, and it was awesome. It was like, oh man, I love plays, and I just haven't gone to enough of them. Plays are awesome, and I'm sure this Hamilton thing's awesome. Was the sound pretty good?
Yes.
Okay. I'm probably gonna watch it eventually.
No, definitely watch it. Yeah. No, it's definitely good.
Like I said, I don't know what it is with me and cultural phenomenons, though. I'm just like, ugh. Like TikTok, no thanks. I don't need all your business or anything that gets popular real fast. I'm I'm good.
Just rest assured, the people that actually do this actually have talent. So they're not showing their tits or...
What? Well, if there's no tits, I'm not watching. No tits in Hamilton.
I mean, they are in era...
On Disney Plus, that's all you got to say.
Right. They are on... They do have era-appropriate costumes for that 1776.
That's
so
crazy.
Lots of cleavage.
Act one, act two. There's only two acts, so...
Yeah, but you're happy for the intermission, because it is almost 3 hours.
Woo! All right, then.
So you better be buckled in and ready to go.
That's awesome. And I'm glad Disney Plus got this. They needed something to justify paying them $400 for nothing.
That's true.
Disney, get on it, bro. We need some to watch. They got nothing except for Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I know, seriously.
Oh, my God. I've watched those way too many times.
All right, so we're stuck on Frozen.
We were on Frozen 2 for a while, and then all of a sudden it switched over to... Toy Story. Luckily, there's four of those, so it's like a good rotation.
Yeah, and Spirit.
Yeah. He watched that Spirit TV show for a while. It, I mean, like a couple weeks. It was not very long, though.
Not for us. She wakes up and says, neighs?
Horses. Neighs. Neighs. But yeah, man, PlayStation 5, supposedly on July the 13th, is going to be the pre-order date.
Nice.
So I'll find out how much money I'm in debt on July the 15th. I'm going all in on that PlayStation 5. So excited. Not really. That's what's weird is like I'm not really that excited. And that's what kind of happened with the new phone too. Like this year was, I don't know if it's just having a kid or just
getting
just
older.
Like, I'm not that excited about it. And I didn't buy the Galaxy 20. And like the closer we get to the PlayStation 5, I'm just not as excited as I
just
would
just buy the Galaxy 50 like I did.
It's like, man, I want to be excited, but just like, yeah, whatever. PlayStation 5, whatever.
I mean, is it that much better than the one that you have?
Yes.
What's better about it?
Are you kidding?
Send her the video.
Yeah, no. I sent it to Jay, Rhodey, and Chris, and Jay, the most non-gamer person out of all of us, was like, "Wow."
He was tooting your horn. He wasn't. He probably didn't even watch it.
He watches people play games. He likes doing that. So how do you feel now?
The same.
Take that, Kaylin.
Yeah, you don't know anything.
Also, why watch a video when you can just explain it to me like super quick?
No, because it's clearer and looks sharper. Ooh.
Why don't you go tour the house in True Blood?
Ooh. Yeah. Why don't you go do that? You haven't told everybody about how you saw the True Blood house today.
Yeah, so I went and visited my parents this beginning of the week out in East Texas. They live near Louisiana. And we today went... That's right. I drove back 2.5 hours just for this show. So today we went to Caddo Lake and did like a little boat tour. I think we were actually on Big Cypress River is what it was or something. So anyways, in the intro of True Blood, there's that like rundown white house that's on the water on the river or whatever. And we like went up to the dock. Like the little boat tour that we were on, he took us right up to it, and it's pretty cool. It was very run down, and there was like an upturned boat underneath it, and it was cool though. I mean, the river was basically a swamp. I texted Jason actually when we pulled up to the restaurant there where we met them, because that's where the dock is or whatever. And I said that it reminded me of Ozarks, that TV show.
Did you meet Lafayette?
No.
God,
I would have befriended him.
Yeah, one of the best characters.
I know. He was literally my favorite character ever.
Yeah, he was.
That makes me want to rewatch that show now, actually. Yeah, so it was pretty cool. Connor had fun on the boat. He really got mad most of the time because he just wanted to get in the water. He didn't understand why he couldn't. It's full of alligators, according to my parents.
And brain-eating amoebas.
Yeah, not according to the guy that was driving our boat.
Good for him.
That may not have a brain left.
It's already been eaten.
So yeah, it was fun. We had a lot of fun. We went and did that, and then we went to a little small town and looked at some of their shops on the square, and I had some good barbecue. I had a smoked turkey sandwich. It was pretty good.
Gross.
Was Jesse with you?
No.
Jesse's okay. A barbecue king.
He was working. We did go to their house the day before and swam, and my dad made wings, and so yeah. Jason Party. Will actually get to try those on Friday for the first time.
Try what?
Those wings dad's making.
No, he made them here.
Wait,
Sarah.
You said it wrong.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I mean, wangs.
It was Father's Day.
Wangs.
Was it right after y'all got back from that, or right before you went on that trip, or right before you got, right when you got
Wait,
back?
Wait, has he changed the recipe since the last time?
Probably not.
No. It's okay. The same. He doesn't change it.
Okay. No, he was here.
I mean, it was good.
So I didn't realize that you had it. You have had them?
Mm-hmm.
When did this happen?
We had it at Sarah's house like 2 houses ago.
Bam.
When they had that dog, and then I played with him, and then Sarah was like,
"Oh yeah,
careful, he may be aggressive." I was like, "No, he's a good dog."
It's that fine. That was when we didn't eat wings, or yes. I didn't. I don't know. If
oh, the house up in Watauga.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Rocky, I think was that dog. He has since.
That was for your birthday.
He gone.
Yeah.
That was for your birthday.
He was old. I don't even remember that.
I do
literally at all. Yeah.
Yeah, your dad asked me if I'd been saved. I'm totally joking. Totally joking.
Ow. Just hit my funny bone.
Yep. So we just watched demo while Caitlin was telling that boring story. We were watching videos.
Yeah, it was super distracting because he's like, "I'm not going to show you the video." Then he pulls it up on the screen.
So awesome.
It so literally awesome. Looks the same as no, what's out there right now.
You don't even. That tells me that you don't watch because you would know that there's a huge.
Take that,
difference.
Jason.
I don't watch. Why would I watch that? I'm not playing it.
I don't know, Caitlin.
I don't care about
Maybe
it.
Maybe you should be.
There's a $1 billion industry in watching people play games, so I don't know.
Well, that's boring.
You watch people's TikToks, and that's really boring.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a good waste of time.
It's the worst thing ever.
And there's a bunch of people that think their houses are haunted, and I
See?
Follow their whole story of. What's happening?
You watch somebody on TikTok do
I know
all
it's
that
fake,
crap.
Though.
And
oh, Jesus.
Nothing happens. But when I beat a game, I get a little trophy and I know that I beat it.
Do
I actually
you feel
get to finish
so
the story.
Accomplished?
No, I like finishing the story. Though,
so
for real.
We get new employees now and they tell me they have like TikToks and Instagrams. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I can't follow those. I know I can't because you're going to have some weird shit on there and I'm getting in trouble.
It's funny. I mean, I downloaded TikTok like at the beginning of coronavirus because everybody was, you know, I'm the oldest person on my team at work. And
You're the
so,
oldest person on TikTok.
No, I'm not. There's a whole slew of people that are in their 30s on TikTok, and it's like a whole movement like that people, look, all these young people think that TikTok, is, they're look, too old for TikTok, and it's like a thing.
Click on the first thing that you...
What?
TikTok. Ooh.
It's basically Vine. Like
I know
that.
What it is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Ooh. It's a prank on his girlfriend.
They're like 60-second videos. I can turn my brain off while
so
Connor
fake.
Is napping and just watch them.
That was terrible.
And be done.
No, dude. Yeah, the way she threw that laptop. Was,
I can't see through you.
I don't want you to.
That so fake.
The worst thing I've ever seen. Look how.
Instant.
Oh my God, that's
yeah,
terrible.
That's fake.
It's all stupid.
That
I
says
can't
cool
stand
vines
it.
Though.
Can't. That's a TikTok logo. What the hell are you talking about? And this says best TikTok June 2020 part one. So no, you were.
If that's the best that TikTok can do, I'm out.
Well,
everything that I've seen from TikTok is girls in bikinis dancing and singing music.
There was these people that
I'm back
like,
in
came out with a song that's
God
now stuck in my head. Low key, fuck 2020.
Oh, Kesha.
No,
TikTok.
I don't know who it is, to be honest. It just popped up on my page or whatever, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty good song. Yeah, no, most of
is
what
I
watch...
Is the title of it Broken Pussy?
No, it's F2020 or something. No, most of what I watch, though, is literally people thinking that... I don't know what you're talking about or laughing about. People thinking that their houses are haunted, and I like it's these whole videos of them like showing what's happened. And
right, is there air conditioner coming on?
No, this one lady, though, did, like, she's, like, filming the back door and flipping out. And I followed this whole story about all this crap. And she's like, oh, my God, what is that? And, like, the oven mitt flies off the counter. And I'm like, that was so fake. Like, I know it was so fake, but I'm invested now and I need to see the end of this.
I can see the fishing wire on that. God,
so bad. But I've watched all of them, so I'm like, I need to know, like, is it really haunted or something? Like, I just need to know the end of the story, even though I know it's dumb and not even...
Who determines it at the end, though?
I don't even know. I'm sure it just goes on and on forever.
Yep.
Ghost Hunters. That was
a children's song, yeah.
Can't deal with it. I'm out on that business.
I only ever watch it when I'm, like...
When you're around me.
I don't watch it around you. I don't play videos with sound on around people because that's inconsiderate and rude.
Oh, that's funny. When Jay sends me videos, I don't open them at all.
No, you can't. You can't. You have to go in the bathroom and put headphones on.
No.
Got to be safe.
I think that is a very rude thing.
Google wireless device hits FCC. Possibly. Ooh. Sabrina.
Sabrina!
New wireless dongle from Google.
If you can't say Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I'm out.
Bunch of Android crap. I guess they didn't have their event today. Although I really wanted to report on some cool Google stuff.
The Google? Well, never mind.
Android 11. It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about it. Got some cool stuff. Text messages are going to turn to bubbles, which is cool. I'm down with that. Like it. Google shows fleshed out Nest thermostat controls settings directly in the Google Home app. Yeah. Works with Google. A slight nice flutter. Google. All that. So they did have the event today. This is all the news. Samsung may follow Apple's lead and ditch included charger with future smartphone. Apple didn't include a charger in their new phones?
That's why we stopped getting Apple phones a long time ago.
That's
you
ridiculous.
Were already charging $1,100 or more for your dang phone. Why am I going to buy a charger too?
Ooh, Lenovo phone's coming soon, Rhody. What do you think of that? I know Riley's foaming at the mouth for that. Google gifting credit towards PlayStation Store purchase.
I'm pretty sure if I went to buy an expensive phone like that and they told me I had to buy a charger too, I'd be like,
This is interesting. The new emojis are going to have different skin colors.
They already do.
Well, this is new.
That one has like 50 different skin colors instead of just two or three.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Google bringing home away trick. Oh, yeah. So like your home and away, when you set your routines to home and away, it's going to be better at like catching when you're actually leaving and when you come home. Like, you don't even have to say it. It's just like, oh, you're home, and it does it on its own.
Oh, that's cool.
Google Maps test showing traffic lights on streets.
Like, it'll tell you when the light is red or not?
No, like, it'll show you where they're at. There's a light here, light here, light here. So it's like, I don't want to go through that route that has five lights. I'm going to go through this route that has three lights.
That's pretty cool.
It's a lot of work. Glad I'm not having to code that.
Yeah. Google Maps is, I love that thing.
Yep. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Android 11, the screenshots appear in the notification shade. Look at that.
So much better than the iPhone maps.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I do like that on Google Maps you can report like a, because I think that they teamed up with Waze or something. Yeah.
Report the po-po.
Yeah, you can report that and accidents and debris in the road. And
yeah, if only you've gotten Lisa to diverge from whatever she has her standard iPhone app for maps to Google apps.
Yeah.
And she likes it.
So much better.
The car I have came with like a built-in GPS, but you have to use a certain thing, and it is the worst thing ever. I used it for like 2 days, and I just deleted it off my phone, and I was like, I'm not even doing this anymore. It's so bad. Went back to Google Maps. I don't need it to display on my screen.
What? Yep. It's over. Yep. Nope. I'm with you. Lots of cool stuff. But that's it, folks. We have had a good long show. We've got nothing coming up next week. One of these days, I'll get this game ready that I've been promising. Maybe. Or I could be playing Days Gone and only care about killing zombie hordes and that's more fun. So, thank you guys. Anybody else got anything? Rhody, you got anything? Drink local.
Drink local.
Support.
We shut down again, so beer to go.
Yeah, I'm back working at home. If you were worried about me, I'm back working at home. So, drink local.
Don't worry.
Don't forget
I'll
to order.
Back in August.
Order from your local restaurants. They need your help. Don't forget about that. It's like, oh man, this is my favorite restaurant. Why did they close? Because no one would go there during the coronavirus. Go! Support them. Enjoy it. Thank you, Rhody, for reminding me that. Everybody, thank you so much. We will see you next time. Was it, what was it Jordan used to say? See ya!
See ya!